Warren Buffett once said, "Be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful." So why do most of us do exactly the opposite? Why do we panic sell during crashes and chase stocks at their peaks? The answer lies not in spreadsheets or market analysis, but in something far more fundamental: our inability to master our own emotions. What if the secret to building lasting wealth wasn't hidden in complex financial models, but in wisdom developed over 2,000 years ago by philosophers who never heard of the stock market? Picture fleeing war-torn Tehran with nothing, landing in the Netherlands where every dinner conversation revolves around money you don't have. That desperation fueled a journey from business school to ING Bank, where the 2008 crisis delivered a brutal lesson. Watching 60% of your savings evaporate when you panic sell ING shares at 11 after buying at 27. That pain creates a fork in the road. Some people avoid investing forever, slowly watching inflation devour their cash like termites in a wooden house. Since 1980, inflation has quietly stolen 76% of every dollar's purchasing power. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 has averaged 10% annual returns, turning $1,000 into nearly $30,000. Today's investors face unprecedented volatility. In 2022, the S&P 500 swung at least 1% daily on 87% of trading days. Add decision paralysis from 59,000 publicly traded companies and countless investment vehicles, and you understand why 97 to 99% of active traders lose money. This fusion of stoic philosophy and modern investing offers something more valuable than hot stock tips. It teaches us how to become psychologically bulletproof in a world designed to make us anxious, impulsive, and broke. When Zeno of Citium lost his fortune in a 3rd century BC shipwreck, he sought wisdom from Socrates' teachings and launched Stoicism. The philosophy's power? Focus on what you control, actions, beliefs, judgments, and accept what you cannot, market crashes, inflation, others' opinions. 4 thinkers provide the framework. Seneca taught non-attachment despite wealth. Musonius Rufus advocated frugal living. Epictetus, born enslaved, taught radical acceptance. And Marcus Aurelius wrote his Meditations while ruling a chaotic empire. Stoicism doesn't reject wealth. Epictetus stated, "If you can make money remaining honest, trustworthy, and dignified, by all means do it." The Stoic edge emerges through 3 steps. Invest in yourself first, accept loss as inevitable, and let results compound. This transforms investing from an emotional roller coaster into disciplined practice. True wealth isn't getting rich at all costs. It's prospering financially while maintaining peace of mind, when your money compounds independently and you're liberated from trading time for dollars. Jesse Livermore fled his family's farm at 14 with extraordinary mathematical intuition. As a board boy at Payne Webber, he absorbed trading patterns while others saw random numbers. Banned from bucket shops for winning too consistently, his career swung between spectacular rises and devastating falls, making $1 million during the 1907 panic, losing everything on cotton, declaring bankruptcy twice. His crowning achievement? Making $100 million, $1.5 billion today, shorting the 1929 crash. Warren Buffett started from the bottom. Rejected by Harvard Business School, he studied under Benjamin Graham at Columbia. Working at his father's brokerage, he discovered an uncomfortable truth. He hated selling stocks to clients, especially when his recommendations lost their money. After a failed gas station venture cost him 20% of his net worth, he joined Graham Newman, conducting obsessive research, visiting companies directly, reading SEC filings instead of trusting analysts. When Graham retired in 1956, Buffett returned to Omaha with $140,000 to start his own fund. The lesson? Invest in yourself first. Skills persist when money vanishes. The Skill Springboard Framework. Work with natural abilities, learn from the best, break free to develop your unique approach, avoid overexertion to prevent burnout. Livermore's 3 bankruptcies came from ignoring that final principle. Continuous education liberates you from both financial dependence and ignorance itself. The stock market operates on three principles. First, earnings drive stock prices. Companies rise when profits grow or promise future growth. Second, macro factors like recessions and interest rates influence growth pace without derailing long-term trajectories. Third, collective psychology swings between fear and greed, rarely achieving equilibrium. Most investors succumb to herd behavior, buying high, selling low, guaranteeing wealth destruction. The Stoic approach means working within existing rules rather than fighting them. In 1966, G. Weiss launched Investment Quality Trends. By 1977, Exceptional Returns earned an appearance on Wall Street Week Viewers, where viewers discovered G. Weiss was Geraldine Weiss, a 50-year-old mother of four using a pseudonym to navigate 1960s finance misogyny. Despite a UC Berkeley business degree, firms offered only secretarial positions. When submissions under her full name received poor response, she switched to G. Weiss. Subscriptions flooded in. Her recommendations yielded 11.8% annualized returns from 1986 to 2022, turning $1,000 into over $55,000. Two laws create an investing habit. Start small. Begin with modest sums to acclimate to market fluctuations, just as Epictetus advised practicing indifference with broken cubs before extending to larger matters. Make it automatic. Commit to regular investing regardless of conditions, eliminating emotional interference. After Alliance Bernstein rejected her disruptive technology proposal, Kathy Wood founded ARK Invest in 2014, focusing on AI and gene editing. Her strategy struggled initially. ARK's main fund dropped 2% in 2016, while the S&P 500 gained 12%. Wood invested $5 million of her own money to keep the business alive. Her persistence delivered. 87% gains in 2017, 35% in 2019, and 152% in 2020. By early 2021, ARK managed $50 billion. Despite a 67% decline in 2022, Wood held firm, publicly stating ARK was sacrificing short-term profitability for exponential and highly profitable long-term growth. Markets experience multiple corrections annually, with declines of 5 to 20%. As Stoics, we recognize these fluctuations as natural, neither good nor bad. Three steps build resilience. Never let them sweat you. Practice calm responses to downturns until you internalize this mindset. Do nothing when markets crash. During panics with alarming headlines, recognize there's nothing to worry about. Invest more if you can. When markets drop, prioritize investing over non-essential purchases. Practice mental preparation by imagining substantial portfolio drops during bull markets. This psychological armor transforms volatility from threat into opportunity for those disciplined enough to stay the course while others panic. Edward Thorpe revolutionized blackjack mathematically in Beat the Dealer, 1966, before applying his analytical approach to Wall Street. Early losses taught him he was playing a game he didn't understand. Adjusting based on blackjack principles, understand the game, stay invested long enough for favorable probabilities, expect losses, he became a millionaire by 1975. Unlike many investors, Thorpe avoided catastrophic losses by declining investments he didn't trust, notably long-term capital management, which later collapsed spectacularly. Three Stoic rules prevent devastating losses. Invest in what you know. Stock valuation is more art than science. Most lack expertise to evaluate individual companies, but investing in broad indices like the S&P 500 requires understanding only the market as a whole. Don't invest with borrowed money. Throughout history, bubbles form when people borrow to chase rising assets. For long-term investors, potential rewards don't justify the risks. Invest money you can do without long-term. Since 1926, U.S. stocks delivered positive returns in 95% of 10-year periods. These principles aren't restrictive. They're liberating, removing anxiety from overextension and speculation. After being fired from Wellington Management, John Bogle read Paul Samuelson's article challenging the investment industry and created a mutual fund tracking the S&P 500 without managers or high fees. He founded Vanguard in 1975, launching the first index investment trust within a year. Wall Street mocked it as Bogle's folly. Vanguard grew from $11 million to $8.1 trillion by 2022. Despite creating this wealth, Bogle was worth only $80 million when he died. He structured Vanguard to be owned by its funds and gave half his salary to charity. Stoicism teaches the golden mean, balancing rejection and pursuit of material things. Peter Lynch grew Fidelity's Magellan Fund from $18 million to $14 billion with 29% average returns, yet retired at 46 after realizing time demands cost precious moments with his children. Optimize for return on time and avoid high fees. Even 0.72% differences result in $150,000 less wealth after 30 years. Start with 6 months' emergency fund, then invest in an S&P 500 index fund. Investing just 10% of median household income over 30 years yields $1.2 million. Stanley Druckenmiller achieved extraordinary returns with George Soros, but when he chased tech stocks against his instincts during the bubble, the fund lost $7.6 billion, leading to his resignation. Your behavior, not asset choice, determines success. Monish Pabrai grew up in Mumbai's poverty, watching his father endure bankruptcies with resilience. After selling his company for $20 million, he launched Pabrai Funds, achieving 1,204% returns from 2000 to 2018 by ignoring market noise. The ultimate prize is freedom, mental and financial strength that makes you unmoved by volatility while others panic.